Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
It wasn't pretty. It never really is to start the season. Week one is essentially an extension of the preseason, but boy, did the season opener have everything. We had ejections, we had weather delays, we had drama, and in the face of adversity, the Eagles hang on to defeat the Dallas Cowboys 24-20 to begin their Super Bowl title defense 1-0. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to a Victory Friday edition of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. The drama got started right from the get-go. The injuries are happening on kickoff. Jalen Carter is getting thrown out of here. Everything is from the banner to how loud that stadium was to basically all the life being sucked out in a matter of minutes. It was an eventful season opener for the Philadelphia Eagles, but they did escape with a victory, and they are undefeated to start the 2025 NFL season. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Man, we're all pumped. You saw the banner unveiled. It's been drinking all day. Everyone's in the lots, and it's time to go. It's time to see the Eagles put belt to ass to the Dallas Cowboys, but not so fast. The kickoff happens. First thing we see, Ben Van Sumeren is hurt already, and it looks like it's pretty serious. We don't have an update as of yet. I'm recording this at 11:25 in the morning, so we don't know the extent of Ben Van Sumeren's injury as of yet, but it doesn't look good. He's getting carted off, and we're all kind of sad to see that. And then next thing we know, Jalen Carter is getting thrown out of the game 6 seconds into the game before the first play from scrimmage. Jalen Carter is being ejected, and we're all trying to figure out what's going on. What did he do? Did he hit somebody? Is there a fight? What's going on? Because all we see is him just kind of standing there and being walked off. And then come to find out, he was thrown out of the game for spitting at Dak Prescott, disqualified from the game before the first play from scrimmage. Now, the situation unfolded throughout the night as we got more information. Apparently, allegedly, well, we saw the video, can't really say allegedly, Dak Prescott spit in the direction of the Eagles' defensive huddle. Jalen Carter had issue with that, thought he was being quote-unquote hostile, and then he spit back at him. The second person always gets caught, so the referee saw that and threw him out of the game for that, because, can't spit on an NFL player. You shouldn't be spitting on anybody in any capacity in life, but certainly not, in the middle of the NFL game. And, regardless of the situation, regardless of who was the aggressor, who did it first or what have you, childish move, dumb move on the part of Jalen Carter. I understand, standing up for your teammates and you felt like, Dak was crossing a line or whatever the case may be. But you can't do that. You can't put your team and you essentially making your team worse by eliminating yourself from the equation. You can't hurt your team by acting that way. If you feel some type of way and you felt offended by this, you get your revenge by staying on the field. Spend the whole night in the backfield getting after Dak Prescott and tag him all night long and get him on the ground. That's how you get your revenge for situations like that. You can't spit at him. You can't, get thrown out of the game. And he didn't even have a season debut. He was out before the game even started. Surely didn't get to finish it. And it was just a wild situation. All around to see him getting walked off before the talk about sucking the life out of that stadium from the banner to that. It was like, what is happening? And then the Cowboys go right down and score. And boy, it was a quick turn of events real fast, but you can't, you know, I don't want to sit up here and defend Jalen Carter for the way he acted, regardless of who did what before then. You cannot be spitting at NFL players. You shouldn't be spitting at people. It's a childish move all around. You can't do that. And it put the team at risk, and it almost cost him this game, because I don't think Javonte Williams has a game that he has if Jalen Carter is in the middle of that defensive line. Javonte Williams, I didn't consider him to be a factor heading into this game. He didn't show a lot while he was in Denver, and he comes in here to lead this backfield that has Miles Sanders. Jaden Blue was inactive, so didn't see him. But he had 2 touchdowns, Javonte Williams, so, you know, good on him for that. Didn't have amazing rushing stats, but he did find the end zone twice. But I did want to make sure I put emphasis on the situation of the Jalen Carter thing and how it's not okay regardless of who did what. And if Dak spit first, it doesn't matter. You can't do that in a game and get yourself ejected. And we saw the kind of effect it had on that defense, because it was a long night, even with the delay included. It was a long night. Jalen Carter did say after the game, of course he was interviewed. He said pretty much he vowed that it'll never happen again. He understands the damage he caused by doing it. And he made it a point to make sure that he will not be spinning at players in the future. His quote, I feel bad for just my teammates. That's what it was. I feel bad for just my teammates and fans out there. I'm doing it for them, doing it for my family also. But fans, they show the most love. It won't happen again. I've already made that promise. Jalen Hurts, after the game, said he spoke to Jalen Carter and they're on the same page. Nick Sirianni said they're going to keep their disciplinary actions in-house and they'll deal with that, you know, without revealing details of what's going on within the organization regarding this situation. I don't think this is cause for suspension. I think that this is probably a fine situation. I can't recall a situation where this resulted in a suspension. I think a fine is coming his way. And then, you know, I think getting ejected was enough of a lesson for him in that matter. But again, can't do that, Jalen Carter. As good as you are, and you know, make your presence felt on the field. If you feel offended by a certain action, you can't retaliate and you can't act that way. It's just not acceptable in any capacity, especially during an NFL game. But as far as football goes, game, offensive battle to start, 41 first half points between the two teams. We thought we were going to see a 49-42 game the way that this thing had started. Dallas went right down the field on multiple occasions, targeted the secondary early. CeeDee Lamb, 3 catches for 76 yards in the first quarter alone. And we were like, oh man, this is going to be a long night. CeeDee Lamb's going to have 200 yards tonight. He almost scored before Javonte got in there. We were like, damn, CeeDee's about to cook everything. All the analysts and all the you know, gambling cappers were focusing on George Pickens because they thought Quinya would be following CeeDee. And George Pickens would be the one that eats across from Dory Jackson. Dory Jackson, we'll talk about him in a second. Boy, Howie, you better, if you're not on that phone right now calling about corners or talking to Stephon Gilmore as a free agent or getting more information on Asante Samuel's injury, you better be doing some type of research, because Dory is clearly not the answer. You need another solution and fast. It cannot go down this way. We'll talk about Adoree's performance in a moment here. But CD did a lot of his damage in the first quarter, but came up short in the fourth quarter. We'll talk about that in just a second as well. Javonte Williams ended the day 15 carries for 54 yards. Found the end zone twice. I don't know anyone out there who would have had the balls to start Javonte Williams on their fantasy team. Maybe a flex situation, but surely not as a starter. But if you did, kudos to you. That's a solid, probably at least 20 points you have to start your fantasy season. So that is good for you guys. Miles Sanders, 53 rushing yards in his return to Philadelphia, all coming on that 49-yard rush in the third quarter that Zach Bond caught him from behind. You know, Miles Sanders, we know he doesn't have the most juice. He's been caught from behind multiple times as an Eagle. We all remember that. And he let Zach Bond catch him, and that turned out to be the turning point in the game, because instead of scoring and giving Dallas a 27-24 lead, Miles Sanders fumbled the ball a few plays later, gave possession back to the Eagles heading into the rain delay. But Zach Bond saving the Eagles essentially there. Bond reached, apparently, per Next Gen Stats, 20.68 miles per hour on that chase down. As insane that a linebacker caught him from behind. But Miles, again, not the fastest running back in the world. But that play essentially saved the Eagles, because that turned 7 into 0, turned 7 points into a turnover. So that is great, great stuff from Zach Bond. There really is a cheat code that Zach Bond and Jahad Campbell are over the middle of that defense, because Jahad Campbell had an amazing rookie debut himself. He had a nice 30. He had a pass breakup on the tight end about 30 yards downfield. Like, what is a linebacker doing that far down? That's like Fred Warner type stuff to be all the way downfield and breaking up passes. So that was amazing in itself. The headline Friday morning for the Philadelphia Eagles, other than, you know, the win, obviously, is the secondary, because that is the biggest cause of concern as of right now. I'm going to read you guys the Pro Football Focus stats, the coverage stats from last night's game from each cornerback that took the field for the Philadelphia Eagles. Quinyon Mitchell, targeted 9 times, allowed 4 catches, 30 yards allowed. Now, Quinyon, don't want to let him off the hook, really, because he had that pass interference call on George Pickens, and then he dropped a pick. It's tough because it ricocheted, but it dropped an interception that would have sealed the game in the fourth quarter. I thought you was working on them hands, Quinyon. I thought you was working with hand-eye coordination coaches, and you was getting things together. What's going on there? What's going on there, Quinyon? But a good performance in coverage nonetheless. Only allowed 4 catches for 30 yards. Cooper DeJean, 3 targets, allowed 1 catch, 0 yards. Adoree Jackson, man, oh man, targeted 7 times in coverage, allowed 5 catches for 103 yards. When he came out of the game because he was being evaluated for injury, Chikorian Bennett came in. He allowed 3 catches on 3 targets for 20 yards. So honestly, with the cornerback 2 position right now, you have two worlds. You have Adoree Jackson, who's giving opposing receivers like entire zip codes to operate in. He is like 12 yards off. He's giving people a whole state's worth of real estate to operate in. Or we have Jacorian Bennett, who's going to allow catches, but not so much after that. That was his kind of bread and butter in with the Raiders as well. He allowed catches, but not much after it. That seemed to be the case here when he played. Adoree just letting these receivers go anywhere they want. And he had the audacity after the game to say that he gives himself a C. He graded his performance a C. He is in for a rude awakening when Vic Fangio goes over that film this week. I don't know what you thought you was doing out there, but it was not C-worthy. It was D+. And that's being generous. D+. I don't know, Adoree. But boy, I think Howie has to recognize that this is not the solution. Vic Fangio surely should recognize this isn't the solution. If he plays next week against Kansas City, I'm blaming Vic Fangio at this point, because you see, it is clear as day that he cannot play. It is clear. And if you continue to put him out there, I'm blaming the coaches, not even blaming Adoree. I'm blaming the coaches. Vic Fangio, we know. We saw it with Avante. We know that when a player can't play, Vic Fangio doesn't care about tenure. He doesn't care about your seniority in the league. He will rip you out and play the younger player. And that might be the case. If they don't bring another guy in here, Corey Bennett might see more playing time next week. But just abysmal coverage stats from Adoree, allowing over 100 yards. CD 8 all day on Adoree Jackson. And the stats might have been worse if CD came down with a couple more balls there. But man, I don't know. I don't know. We knew heading into this that Adoree was going to be targeted. And boy, that became reality. Just a tough situation all around. Great from Cooper. Great from Quinyon. We expected that. Adoree, not the answer. Howie, figure it out, man. A part of me is like, I wonder if he wakes up this morning like, I should have kept Isaiah Rodgers, man. We knew that Slay was on the way out either way. But I think a lot of the people that were on Slay's ass the past few years would love him back now. So let's not. I mean, we don't want to have revisionist history, but boy, Isaiah Rodgers would have been nice right about now. Jalen Hurts carried the team on offense. He basically single-handedly dismantled this team, because from an offensive standpoint, it was not a lot of production to go around as far as the offensive weapons go. But Jalen Hurts, boy, that man put on a clinic, especially with his legs. His final stat line, 19 of 23 passing, 152 yards, led the team in rushing, 62 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground. Now we're all analysts. I'm sure as I'm recording this, analysts are probably all over the national media screaming about Hurts' lackluster passing numbers and all of this, and not really accounting for what he did in that game yesterday. Jalen Hurts had just 4 incompletions last night. 3 of those incompletions were throwaways and 1 was a drop. He was damn near perfect throwing the ball yesterday. When you look at the map, when you look at the next gen stats and like his QB map and all that stuff, talk about efficiency. Very efficient performance from Jalen Hurts from a throwing perspective yesterday. And I think we're at the point now where Jalen Hurts is the best third down quarterback in the league. And that's not me being biased. That's me being like, anytime it is third down, Jalen Hurts converts. If it's not through the air, then it's damn sure with his legs. Jalen Hurts on third down last night, 6 for 6, 78 yards, 118.8 passer rating, 7 carries, 32 yards, and a touchdown. I anointed this man Mr. Move the Chains way back in the 2022 season. He has been, this man is, when you need a third down conversion, you can count on Jalen Hurts. If it's not Hurts to A.J. Brown, then it's Hurts picking it up with his legs. There is no quarterback in the league. I'll have to look up the stats one day. But I don't believe there's a quarterback in the league with a better third down conversion rate than what Jalen Hurts has done since he's come into the league. Just amazing poise from this guy. He accounted for 214 of the Eagles' 302 yards. That's like 70% of the offense right there he accounted for. He realized that Saquon's facing, we'll talk about him in a second, Saquon's facing new looks, and I have to do it myself. And, man, when you take away every other option defensively and Jalen Hurts kills you with his legs, that is just dagger to the heart for defensively, and I know that sucks the wind out of the sails as a defensive coordinator. So that is just impeccable stuff from Jalen Hurts. Iced the game on 3rd and 3 with a minute 45 to go. I thought they were gonna just push it twice. 3rd and 3. If you don't get it the first time, you're definitely getting it the second time. And then they went empty, and I was like, oh man, are they gonna throw this thing? And Jalen Hurts, lo and behold, found some space. Nice little cut, got the first down, and that's all she wrote. Let's go home. Jalen Hurts, the best third down quarterback in the NFL, at least from my perspective. A.J. Brown, no targets for A.J. Brown in the first 58 minutes. I know that he has not had a career game. He has not had a single game with zero targets, and I thought we were headed there. I was like, oh, he might not see one. But he did have one catch for 8 yards. On that second and 11, before that third down conversion, second and 11 still shows up when it matters. And Jalen Hurts, after the game, said that was the play of the game. I don't know about all that. But it was definitely one of the more important plays that helped Jalen Hurts to convert that play and seal it. Good on A.J. Brown for remaining focused. And, you know, if the ball is coming your way, to still show up in critical moments for your team, that's what being an elite guy on offense is all about. But I would be remiss. I have to see the all 22 when it comes out, but I think that hamstring could still be bothering AJ Brown, because Hurts did look his way a few times and the defense took him away. But to the naked eye, it looks like a lot of AJ's routes like completely died down after release. Like, I think, again, we'll have to see on film, but it looks like he was basically running clear outs and the Eagles didn't have like any intention of throwing at him, based on what I could tell from like the broadcast. I don't think AJ was a focal point of the offensive game plan. I think that hamstring is bothering him a little more than we are letting on. I think that he served primarily as a decoy, if we're being honest, last night. Because I refuse to believe like Kevin Petullo was incapable of drawing up like 5 to 6 yard slant plays for AJ Brown to get yards when they needed. I don't think, now Devontae wasn't really a factor either. 3 catches, 16 yards for him. But I think that hamstring is still bothering AJ, but they wanted to have him on the field anyway so that the defense could at least worry about him. But as the game went on, I started to think, like, is he just a decoy out there? Because a lot of his routes are kind of like, after release, there's not much going on after that. So I wonder, I'll have to watch the film and see what he was really doing after release. But I think there's some decoy stuff going on there. Interesting. Interesting. Yesterday was the first time AJ Brown and Devontae Smith were both held under 20 yards each since becoming teammates. Only 8 yards for AJ Brown, 16 yards for Devontae Smith. Jahan Dotson, interestingly enough, leading receiver with 59 yards, connected with Hurts on a 51-yard play in the second quarter. Hey, contract year Jahan Dotson. Contract year Jahan Dotty is here and comes up deep. That was the biggest play of the day by far for the Philadelphia Eagles, and Jahan Dotson coming up clutch. Yet again, big year coming for Jahan Dotson. Saquon Barkley, limited to just 60 yards on 18 carries. He faced a stacked box on 66% of the attempts last night. That is the highest rate since 2019 and 3 times the rate he faced last season. This just goes to tell you that defenses are game planning for him differently. Saquon Barkley is going to be he should have been last year, but he is going to be like the primary game plan for defensive coordinators this season. Stop Saquon Barkley. We'll figure out the rest. I think that was the Chiefs' game plan in the Super Bowl, honestly, and Jalen Hurts made them pay. And similarly to that, Jalen Hurts made Dallas pay for that as well. But Saquon, I mean, that one-handed catch he had late in the game, and then he stiff-armed a defender to the ground, like, that shows you how good Saquon still is. I don't think the whole regression talk is really a thing. But defenses are game planning around Saquon, and stack boxes are going to be a reality, and then we're going to have to figure out how to get Saquon past that stuff. 60 yards, 18 carries. Did score, though. Did have a 10-yard touchdown, so good on Saquon for that. But this is surely going to be a different year. I don't think we're getting a 2K, a 2K say type of year, but the Eagles will adjust, and they'll figure out how to get the most out of Saquon Barkley, even while facing these new looks. I mentioned Jahad Campbell earlier. Great debuts for Campbell as well as Andrew Mukuba. Those two combined for a tackle for loss late in the game on a missed tackle by Quinyan. He got bailed out there by Mukuba and Jahad. And I mentioned earlier the pass breakup Jahad had on the I forget the tight end, but Dak threw a laser over the middle of the field that Jahad Campbell broke up. I was surprised it was him that broke it up when I realized how far he was throwing that ball. Jahad getting downfield, them having Zach Bond and Jahad to be able to have that kind of speed and range. It's a cheat code. It's a cheat code for Vic Fangio in the middle of that defense. Once they figure out cornerback two, I mean, the sky's the limit for the defense. And I know that it would be a little different. We're hampering on the coverage and the lackluster play from Adoree Jackson. It might have been a little different if Jalen Carter was playing and they got pressure. But they really have to figure out that position. That is kind of what I'm focusing on at the moment. Jahad was great. Zach Baum was great. Cooper was good. Quinyan had a couple of mental lapses. But he was, other than that, he was pretty good. And man, they got to figure out that cornerback position ASAP, please. They gotta get this together. We'll see what the defense looks like when Jalen Carter is there. Jordan Davis and Moro Ajomo both played over 50 snaps. There was games last year where Jordan Davis was playing 10 snaps a game. There was games last year he played literally 10 snaps, and now Jordan Davis is playing 50 snaps in this game. Him and Moro Ajomo. Man, Jordan Davis has come a long way in conditioning and really gotten into shape. I know every summer we talk about he lost weight, he's in shape, he's going to play more. This year he is really doing it, and I'm proud of how far Jordan Davis has come. Really stepped up yesterday when the team didn't have Jalen Carter, and Ty Robinson was a healthy scratch. He didn't play yesterday either, so they really had to fool those snaps. Jordan Davis came through. Don't want to gloss over special teams. Jake Elliott, 58-yard field goal. He was 1-for-7 on 50-plus last year, I think. And then he comes through 58-yarder yesterday. Braden Mann might be the best punter in the league. He had two punts. He boomed one all the way downfield when the Eagles got pinned. And then he got Dallas inside the 10-yard line twice later in the game when the Eagles couldn't get the offense moving and gave the ball to Dallas. Gave them a few chances to win this game, and Dallas couldn't convert on offense. Didn't allow Kevontae Turpin to return a single punt, which is very important. Turpin, a dangerous return man. You saw the frustration on Turpin on that last punt where he really wanted to return it. He was chasing kicks at point. He was like, I'm returning something, and the ball would just go out of bounds and he would get frustrated. Braden Mann did his job, knew to keep the ball away from him. Matt Dodge, take notes. That's what you were supposed to do against Deshaun. we ain't mad at it over here. Braden Mann, very, very good. CD, Dink, man, Dak, I'll admit, Dak was throwing some darts out there. Well, but for every dart he threw, though, he threw a near interception. So that's the life of Dak Prescott. But Dak threw some darts to the CD, couldn't come down with one right in CD's chest, couldn't catch it. And then on the fourth down, see, it was a tough catch. Would have had to dive to make it, but it was in his arms. You're a top five wide receiver. You got to make those catches. Top three, whatever you consider yourself to be. But, man, you got to. CD couldn't come through for his team, and CD knew it. He was you know, saying my fault to end the game, and Dak kind of did everything he could in that situation, and his top guy didn't come through. But the Eagles escape out of this one. It was weather delays, man. It got suspended with like 3:44 left in the third quarter. Didn't resume till 11:30. Had to brew that coffee. I don't drink coffee personally. The ADHD keeps me up at night anyway. But I know some people had to get some coffee. I was surprised how many fans came back, honestly, because I know some fans left after that. They were like, I'm not doing this. I got work in the morning, this, and that. But fans came back and cheered for the team. And I know once Carter got kicked out, and it really was deflating for a minute there. But the fans came through. Electric night, electric day all around. Eagles are 1-0 to start the season. They get a nice mini bye here before they take on the Kansas City Chiefs next week, who play tonight, by the way, against the Chargers. So good stuff there. They'll be at Kansas City next week. And we will have ample time to break this game down in its entirety. We will take a look at the All-22. We will look at some additional stats and some more storylines that come out as the week goes on. Hopefully Howie's doing some homework on some corners, because Adoree ain't it. It's not it, man. Thank you guys for listening to this edition of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, Victor Williams. Follow me on all social media platforms. Be sure to follow the podcast on whatever platform you get your shows, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe and rate 5 stars. Follow all my written work at Eagles Wire on USA Today. That is eagleswire.usatoday.com. I will catch you guys on Monday with more information regarding this game. We got all weekend to break it down, and we have a whole Sunday slate of football. We get to kick our feet up. We already got the W. Kick our feet up, get some beers, enjoy Red Zone with commercials now. Red Zone with commercials. Next year, they're going to come out with Red Zone Plus, where we have to spend like $50 to get Red Zone with no commercials. I know that's coming. When that comes out, remember that I said this. But it'll be a fun Sunday. Kick your feet up. Enjoy your weekend, guys. I'll be back with you on Monday to talk more Eagles. Until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.